So this is part two of the three incorrect ways of finding its significance, according to the book The Man in the Mirror, which, you know, we're going over this chapter, and it talks about significance and the search for meaning and purpose. For those of you that didn't listen to yesterday's episode, episode 45, yesterday we talked about fame and how fame is just a short memory. And if we're trying to find significance with fame, how it's short-lived. And for today, we're talking about possessions or materialistic things. And it's very similar context to where if you buy something to be significant, that novelty of significance wears off, right? And we've all been there. You know, you buy a car or you buy a house or whatever that purchase is, a watch. It's cool for the first 3 to 4 weeks while it's still new. And you get complimented on it, right? Like, people really like the car. You like the car. But after that time frame, you know, the newness of it wears off, then it's just another car. And then now what? Now you don't feel significant anymore because you were trying to identify significance with that car or, again, whatever that materialistic purchase is. Now, to be clear, I'm not saying you don't deserve nice things, not to buy nice things. And if it makes sense, please, yeah, go buy something else that you want. But when it's you trying to find significance through those purchases, then it's a never-ending game because it's never enough. Once that novelty wears off, you're just searching for the next purchase. And what's going to bring me significance? And how much more can I spend to bring significance? The book puts it really clear, and it says, when possessions and money become a surrogate for our real identity, who we are is tied to things that rust and rot away. And that's exactly what it is. It's a temporary feeling of significance. And once that wears away, it's gone. And then you don't feel significant anymore. And then you're just searching. And sometimes people can get in trouble trying to continuously keep that significance by buying things over and over and over and over again. And that's a dangerous and obviously slippery slope to get into. So remember, when possessions and money become a surrogate for our real identity, who we are is tied to things that rust and rot away. So this was the second of the incorrect ways to find significance. Tomorrow we'll wrap it up with a third one. And don't forget that today is a new day, which is a perfect day for a new beginning.